With Steve Scher, I'm Marcy Silman. Last night, after the Seahawks finished off their decisive Super Bowl win, Coach Pete Carroll gave millions of people around the world a glimpse of how he led this team to victory.
I just wanted to see what would happen if you really took care of people, you looked out after them, you helped them be the best they could be in a whole different way than what was happening, I thought, in the NFL after the years I'd been here.
The football establishment mocked Carroll's enthusiasm. He lost a couple of coaching jobs because of it. But some 12 men last night said Pete Carroll deserved the MVP award at the Super Bowl because of his leadership style. Rob Asgar is a writer and management and communications consultant. He's based in L.A. He's followed Pete Carroll's career since Carroll's days coaching at USC. I asked Asgar earlier today why Carroll's style of coaching isn't more popular.
I think that some of it is human nature, that if you actually look at what a lot of management experts have been saying the last 30, 40, 50 years, they've been talking about being less hierarchical, more connected and democratic and empowering, to use that old cliche, and it's been preached more than it's been practiced. And Carroll is one of the few who really practices it. And I think even in Carroll's case, he was mocked for a good chunk of his career after two not-so-successful NFL head coaching stints. He was mocked for not being able to get it done. And what's interesting is that he went to SC then and doubled down on it. He didn't change his style and become one of those tough Bo Schembechler types, those grim types, or a Jim Harbaugh type. He really kept refining his own philosophy, and within a short amount of time, it really took off. And then that gave him the confidence to try at the NFL level. And again, a lot of people said it's going to fail at the NFL level. It won't work like it can in college where the kids are more rah-rah by nature. But it's obviously worked.
He's got the trophy to prove it. Let's step away from the world of sports a second. Can this style of leadership work, or does it work in other realms like business?
See, this is the interesting part. You have so many management gurus and leadership experts who've been saying for the last generation that this style should be the style that is used in corporations and in universities and all kinds of organizations. And you don't see it happen as much as these management gurus say it should. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. Part of it is that they might be a little bit idealistic, and sometimes the people who tend to take the helm at organizations, who tend to be the number one person, tend to be alpha types who oftentimes believe it's all about them, and they believe in knocking heads together to get what they want. And so even though people believe in principle in the management world that it should be run more like the Pete Carroll way, it usually isn't.
Because their egos get in the way?
Egos get in the way, and there's a certain cynicism about human nature that, frankly, if you let them run amok, it's going to go crazy. You've got to control it more tightly. And the fact of the matter is, there is a potential downside to the Pete Carroll approach, which is it seems like a very lenient approach, right? He thinks in terms of teachable moments, not punishment, things like that. And so the players love that, embrace that. And potentially there is a downside, though, over time that you can lose discipline.
So, Rob Asgar, you're in L.A., but if we look sort of halfway between me in Seattle and you in L.A., Silicon Valley hits me as a place where at least they're giving lip service to trying to make work a fun place. Is anybody in particular in that field succeeding in the sort of Pete Carroll style of management?
Yeah, I think you can say that Google would be a terrific example. There's a reason why Google is famously number one on lists of best employers to work for, and why millennials will typically say Google was their dream employer, because that's a place which has something of a Pete Carroll mindset, which is they work intensely hard. They are not 40-hour a week types, but they've managed to integrate fun into it, the free food, the free massages, the free oil changes for your car while you're around, volleyball courts, all those kinds of things, which are very Carroll-esque in a way. And so in that sense, it does show that perhaps more corporations, I still don't think most, but more corporations are going to go in a direction where the Carroll philosophy of be really driven and have a great time while you're at it will become a little bit more noticeable.
Well, let's flip back to end on the football note. We see a guy really successful. You cannot argue with what happened in the Super Bowl yesterday. It was a lopsided victory for Pete Carroll. Do you imagine that other coaches who have been more of the, as you mentioned, Jim Harbaugh of the San Francisco 49ers or Bo Schembechler from my days as a University of Michigan Wolverine, that more coaches are going to say, hey, that works?
I think it'll happen to an extent, but I don't know if a Jim Harbaugh type could necessarily change his spots. I think that a lot of them will think about what they could do differently. But in some sense, you have to double down on whatever your own personality type is. And Pete Carroll doubled down on his approach. It didn't work immediately. It took a few stints before he got the right mix, the right approach. And I think you're going to see, more than seeing, say, the classic old school guys change, you're going to see a little bit more room for the new school types to do their thing.
That was Rob Asgar. He's a writer and management and communications consultant in LA. He's a university fellow at the University of California's Center on Public Diplomacy.